first of all, I don't really know too much about the history in Petersburg. I heard a little bit about it when I was down in Ketchikan, but I was not really all that aware of it. I've been really looking forward to handling Petersburg for a while. I've covered it in just a substitute basis a couple times over the last few years. It's a really nice place to visit, nice people. I enjoyed meeting with the police officers when I was there, just kind of stopping by the office to visit with them for a while. As far as my approach as to how to make sure I keep communications open with them, here in my office, I have an open door policy where if somebody comes in and I'm working on something or somebody calls and I'm working on something, I'm most of the time able to set it aside and address whatever the person who's calling or stopping in wants to talk about. Over the phone or over email, I can do that as well with the various outlying communities. That's what I did when I was working with the Craig Police Department, Kluwak Police Department, Metlakatla Police Department, or the state troopers over in Kluwak. They couldn't exactly walk in the door, and Petersburg Police Department and Cake Police Department can't do that either. But I would take phone calls, be able to talk to them when they call. And then over when you actually go to the communities, it's nice to stop by the physical location of where the people are so you can put names with faces, have a chance to visit, kind of switch between a formal discussion of cases and informal discussion of what's going on in the community, what things need to be addressed immediately, what things need to be addressed in the future. And I think just a mixture of making sure lines of communication are open, and when you're in the town to sit down and talk to everybody to make sure we're all on the same page has worked best for me and Craig and with other outlying communities. I'm hoping it'll work well with Petersburg too.
As far as visits to Petersburg, do you figure on being here? I think typically is it once a month for court week, or do you think more often than that? Or
I think it's 10 times a year, because I think, although I'm not certain, that they take October and December off.
Right, I think it's something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and the other 10 times, I plan on going most of the time. Short trips where there's no trials can end up being useful to catch up on evidentiary issues, talk to officers about things in pending cases, meet with victims of crimes, and I just enjoy Petersburg, so if I ever get a chance to go and have a shorter week where it's less busy, I'll be happy to grab that. But sometimes budgets kind of prevent you from going as often as you'd like, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to go each time there's court, but practically speaking, there may be times when I can't go every single month.
One of the issues that's come up in the past, I guess, was the, you know, when a case gets dropped or a prosecutor has to drop a case or feels that, you know, they can't pursue it or whatever, that they speak with the officers beforehand or the victim beforehand. Is that something you make a practice of doing, or typically with a case if you decide you need to drop it or can't pursue it or that sort of thing?
Sure. My priority is always to talk to the victims of crimes. And make sure that I touch base with them before, well, if I drop a case, which I don't think happens a ton.
Or plead down, I guess.
Or a plea bargain. I guess just with a victim to make sure you're talking to them about anything that's happening in the case. And my priorities are always with victims of crimes. My experience with police in Ketchikan and over on Prince of Wales Island was that there were certain cases they really wanted to be kept in the loop with, significant cases, especially important cases. But then a lot of the other cases, they just, if I shot them an email letting them know the status, they were satisfied. In Petersburg, I'll probably do the same thing. Each time I'm in town, as the case develops, I'll shoot emails to let them know if a case is resolved, if a case is going to be a plea bargain, if a case is going to go to a trial. If a case is going to be outright dismissed, I usually make sure I'm in touch with the officer to explain why.
Anything you'd like to let people know as you take over this job? It's obviously a pretty high-profile job in the community, and anything else you'd want to let people know?
Well, I'm looking forward to being in town. I'm looking forward to getting to know Petersburg a little bit better. I've just been there a handful of times. I grew up in Juneau, so I used to go to Petersburg a lot in sports and back in high school. And so I'm looking forward to heading back there again. And I I hope the community is looking forward to having me coming in as well.